Hi, this is Jeanette. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
I'm transferring Dominique Giddings.
Okay, go ahead and send Miss Giddings over. Hello?
Yes, hi, I'm here.
Hi, my name is Jeanette, and we're speaking on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, thank you for asking. And let me just verify that the phone number I have on file for you is correct. Is it 313-434-2723?
Yes.
Okay, and is this a cell phone or a landline?
This is a cell phone.
Okay, great. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
I would.
Okay, we are in a recorded line. Have you already gotten an attorney to help assist with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm that you do not have legal representation nor have signed any documents retaining an attorney regarding the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And was it you that was using the Depo Provera shot or was it a family member?
It was me.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
I am.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm sorry to hear that. Was it a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Brain.
And what was the date of diagnosis?
July 22nd, 2016.
Thank you. And what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, MRI, or both?
MRI. We did
Okay.
a CT scan, but the MRI is what detected.
Okay, I'll put both because they'll probably look for both when they request medical records. And then, what is your date of birth? Thank
02/23/86.
you. Okay, so for date of diagnosis, I have 07/22/2016.
Yes.
And then for your date of birth, I have 02/23/1986.
Yes.
Okay, and do you know anyone else who was affected by the Depo Provera shot?
I've heard stories, but I'm not like really aware of anybody who had the meningioma.
Okay. And did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And which injectable did you use? Was it Depo Provera, Depo Sub-Q Provera, or the generic version?
The Depo Provera.
Thank you. And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and within 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least four injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes, I've had about 15 or 16 injections.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And then between the years of 1992 through present year 2024, did you use Depo Provera?
Yes.
And when do you first recall using Depo Provera?
In June of 2012.
2012. And when was the last time that you used Depo Provera?
I stopped Depo in July of 2016 when I started to experience the side effects.
Okay. 2016. Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm female.
Thank you. And I have your first name spelled Dominique. Is that correct?
Did you say N or M as in Mary?
DOM as in Mary, I as in Nancy. Sorry, N as in Nancy.
So it's D as in Delta, O as in Octopus, M as in Mary, I as in Indigo, N as in Nancy, I as in Indigo, Q as in Quebec, U as in Umbrella, E as in Elephant.
Yep, thank you. That's how I had it. And then I have your last name here spelled Giddings.
Yes.
Okay. And then do you have a suffix to your name or none?
No.
Thank you. And for the purpose of requesting medical records, what is your social?
369-04-3791.
Thank you. And I have an email address here for you. Is it your last name underscore first name at yahoo.com?
Yes.
Okay. And what is a good mailing address for you?
11425 Westwood Street, Detroit, Michigan, 48228.
Okay. Thank you. 48228. And is there a building number, apartment number, or the number is just 11425?
The number is just 11425.
Thank you. And then what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with a meningioma?
Dr. Jeffrey Oppenheimer.
Okay, where did Dr. Jeffrey Oppenheimer practice out of?
At Harper Hospital, Harper University Hospital in downtown Detroit. It's like off of John R.
Okay. Okay. And it was Dr. Jeffrey Oppenheimer?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Yep, I see they're on John R. Street in Detroit. Okay. And was Dr. Jeffrey Oppenheimer also your treating doctor, or did you see a different, did you have a different treating doctor?
No, I had a different doctor who prescribed me Depo, but okay. He was my treating doctor.
Okay. Okay. And then do you recall how he spelt his last name?
Oppenheimer, I think.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I see him here. Okay. 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 And were you ever diagnosed with cancer before your meningioma diagnosis?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And then what was the name of the doctor that prescribed the Depo-Provera?
Dr. Whitney Smith.
Okay. Whitney Smith. And where did Dr. Whitney Smith practice out of?
Oak Street Health. It's in Highland Park, Michigan.
Okay. Highland Park. Okay. Okay. Oak Street Health Woodward Primary Care Clinic?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And what pharmacy was the Depo Provera prescribed at?
I went to a CVS on Grand River Avenue.
Okay.
I can look up the address if you need me to. I don't know the address.
That's okay. I can find it online. Grand River Avenue in Detroit.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. CVS Pharmacy. Okay. Yep, I see it here on Grand River. Okay. Okay. And then do you have any copies of your medical records, or would you be able to provide them if requested?
Yes, I can get them from the hospital. I don't have, like, any on hand, but I can get them from the hospital, I can.
Great. Thank you. And then the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
Yes. Let me give you the number. It's 480-702-7714.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what is their name?
Jay, J-A-Y.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Okay. And then let me just verify that I have the correct information down before I send over the retainer agreement. I have, let's see, so I have that you first started using Depo Provera June of 2012, and then the last time you used Depo Provera was July of 2016?
Yes.
Okay. And then, let's see, okay. And then I have your phone number as 313-434-2723.
Yes.
And then I have your mailing address as 11425 Westwood Street, Detroit, Michigan, 48228.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And then I have your social as 369-043791.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then are you familiar with DocuSign?
I am.
Okay, great. I'm going to send over these documents through DocuSign. You'll see a HIPAA-compliant medical record release form that will allow the attorneys to request medical records. You'll get a text as well as an email. It'll say, Jeanette Butler at Mass Tort Strategies wants to send you a DocuSign. There will be a link there for you to open it up. I will stay on the phone with you in case anything is misspelled or anything needs to be corrected or if you have any questions. Give me 1 second while I populate them. They're going to get sent to your email, which is your last name underscore first name at yahoo.com, as well as your cell phone, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I just sent it over. Let me know when you see that come through.
Hold on 1 second.
You might have to press yes or accept to receive SMS messages.
Oh, I'm looking at my email. Sorry. Okay, I see it.
Okay.
So yes. Okay. Yeah.
Then you might have to check a little box that says I agree to use electronic records and signatures.
Okay.
Then you should see a continue button followed by a start button, and that'll take you to the first signature field.
Okay, 1 second, it's still, okay, there we go. Okay, I did the adopt and sign.
Uh-huh, and then it'll, you should see the next signature field, or you might have to press next or continue for it to jump to the next signature field. And then
yeah,
just keep
that.
Tapping those yellow fields until you see a finish button.
Okay, it says you're done signing.
Okay, perfect. So you can exit out of this. You're done with the DocuSign part. You'll receive an additional email within the next 5 minutes of the completed copy that you can just save in your email for your records or print, whichever is easier for you. You'll receive a call within the next 2 weeks from the law firm Pulaski Legal. I believe they call from a 909 number. If you miss their call, that's okay. They'll leave a voicemail with a callback number. Please get back to them as soon as possible. They won't be able to start the process until they hear from you and do their case verification and confirm that it is okay to start the process of pulling medical records. But as for today, you're all set to go. It was a pleasure.
I see
speaking.
Another thing in here. It says
yeah.
From Jeanette Butler.
Yeah.
Review document.
Oh, so yeah, that was the DocuSign that you just signed. That was from me. So
okay.
That DocuSign got sent through text and through email. You've already completed it, but you'll receive an additional email that'll say DocuSign completed, sign with DocuSign, and you should get that shortly.
Okay.
But as for signing,
so just wait.
Yeah, just wait. Okay. because you're all done signing. And just keep an eye out for a call from a, I believe it's a 909 number, but it'll be from Pulaski Legal, okay?
Okay.
It was a pleasure speaking with you. You have a great rest of your day and a happy holidays, okay?
You as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.